A dessert that's the centerpiece of many Thanksgiving tables this week depends on help from seasonal migrant workers, many of whom travel from Texas and across the border. Peoria Public Radio's Cass Harrington reports from Morton, Illinois, where nearly 90% of the world's canned pumpkin is made.
Turkeys, much like the ones being prepared for dinner this week, roost near a pumpkin patch at Ackerman Family Farms. It's about 2 miles away from Libby's pumpkin canning factory. Farm owner John Ackerman says the plant owned by Nestle is central to this small town's identity.
In terms of $1 million of product running through that plant every day, where does the money go is really the question. Well, there are people I go to church with every week that are employed by Nestle's. There are truckers, there are mechanics, there are people who work in the factory. There's a lot of people it just creates employment for.
Ackerman occasionally contracts for Libby's, growing the fleshy brown gourds for pumpkin pies. But this past season, his 300-acre farmland was dotted with bright orange ornamental pumpkins, the decorative front porch variety.
Because of the pumpkins, which we build our festival around, it brings our community together.
Morton's director of tourism, Susan Pyle, says when fall harvest season rolls around, the village goes bananas for pumpkin. Festival highlights include a pie-eating contest, a pageant, and a parade to herald the glorious gourd.
We also have a contest called Pumpkin Chuckin', where we throw pumpkins.
The tourism office says Morton's festival draws an estimated 70,000 visitors annually. But there's another less noticed group of people who flock to the small, mostly white Midwestern community. Migrant farm workers who come to harvest and process the pumpkin that goes into that all-American pie. Pyle says there isn't much interaction between the community and seasonal workers because they're out in the field or inside the canning plant.
If we saw them, it wouldn't be like, you wouldn't talk to them or anything. So they're not really hanging out, you know, because they're tired.
Libby says its seasonal workforce is about 210 employees who come for harvest in July. The company employs migrant workers on H-2B and H-2A visas, which permit seasonal jobs in food processing and agriculture. The pumpkin season also employs workers like Jesus Garanzuay, who lives in the U.S. and splits his year between Texas and Illinois.
I work on the fields. And I pick up the pumpkin.
Jesus Garanzuay works for Seneca, based in Princeton. It's a company that contracts for Libby's.
Sometimes I get exhausted, but I used to already. I worked 10 years here already. My dad's worked here like 20 years ago. My dad, well, he works there in the plant. He works for sanitation.
Garanzuay works Monday through Sunday, making about $1,900 a week. When the season's over, he and his family pack up and return to the border town of Eagle Pass for other work in farming and construction.
¿Cómo me siento aquí?
How do I feel here? It's nice. I like it here. But I come and go every 6 months. I don't mind being in Illinois, but I like Texas better.
During harvest season, he rents a home with his family to include his parents and siblings. His niece, Jasmine, goes to Princeville High School.
Pretty much, like, in school, there's, like, few Mexicans. I feel weird because, like, people stare a lot, like, okay, we're normal people. Yeah, it's kind of, like, I guess, difficult for me.
Jasmine says she's also looking forward to returning to the border. She'll bring pumpkin from the harvest along with her.
My grandma, she lives in Mexico. We take her pumpkins from here to over there, and then, like, she makes
empanadas.
Like Mexican pumpkin pie, she adds. By the time families sit down for their Thanksgiving feasts this week, Libby's seasonal workers will have returned home or moved on to their next jobs. Farmer John Ackerman in Morton says with the holiday's focus on gratitude, he hopes Americans consider the people who put that food on the table. I'm Cass Harrington.